Jacobs, I'm Ben Thomas. Hamas security forces have returned to the streets of Gaza, clashing with armed groups and killing alleged gangsters in what it says is an attempt to restore law and order. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said the war will not end until Hamas has been dismantled. President Trump today.
Well, they're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
Israel confirms it's received the remains of four more dead hostages, bringing the total to eight. But the slow process is prompting the Israeli military to threaten to slow aid deliveries to Gaza. Los Angeles County officials have approved an emergency declaration over immigration raids. It gives them power to provide rent relief for residents they say have suffered financially. And another perceived adversary of President Trump in the spotlight.
Republicans in the House want testimony from former federal prosecutor Jack Smith. Smith brought two cases against Donald Trump. One accused him of conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
It was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government.
The other case involved the alleged hoarding of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The president has made no secret about how he feels about Smith.
The prosecutor in the case, I will call it our case, is a thug. I've named him deranged Jack Smith.
Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan told Smith in a letter his prosecutions of Trump were partisan and politically motivated. It's part of an escalating effort among Republicans to pursue the perceived enemies of the president. Smith abandoned the cases after Trump won the presidential election last year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court's rejected an appeal from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and left in place the $1.4 billion judgment against him for labeling the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre a hoax. This is AP News. Halloween training, Haifa Jwani explains.
A suburban Detroit haunted house prepares its scare actors for the Halloween season by sending them to school. Brad Terebus is with Erebus Haunted Attraction.
And that's when we bring them in and we just teach them how to scare safely, how to have fun while you're scaring, and how to the psychology of a scare.
Veteran employees train the newbies on the finer points. That could be zombie shuffling and demon shrieking, as well as walking on stilts and wielding a spiked club. Rosie Washington is one scare actor.
It's basically a job that you get to see a different side of yourself that you didn't think you would see.
The new hires also learn about makeup application, costuming, and how to get into their roles and personas, as well as rules about interacting with guests. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.